Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zaytato's O'Brien and Trendeo Noho.
Hey.
Although, shout out to somebody
who,
I know,
need,
man.
Need help. Send help.
Send help, please.
But although, look, last time it was 3-1, and then things shifted dramatically. Although, I watched that first game, and I was like, yeah, don't worry. This is game one. This is game one. Then I watched game two, and I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this just like game one.
Just like game. Yeah. My parents were in town, so I watched a lot of sports.
Nice.
It was nice. But yeah, it was tough. The Dodgers, this is the most I've watched the Dodgers, and I am mad at them. I'm not happy. Also, really wild shit happened in the sky over the weekend in my backyard. There was an eagle that kept like robbing the nests of these crows, and like it kept doing this eagle shout that sounded like the eagle shout from Colbert. Like I legitimately think they like were it was
stock sound.
Yeah, it was stock sound. It was, but just repeatedly was doing that, like. Like that was a bad impression. I'll get the eagle to do it later. He's coming through a little later on. So
okay,
but yeah, just wild air battles going on in my backyard. Anyways,
who are
you? I'm Jack. You are Miles, correct?
It's an eagle enthusiast. Yep.
Yeah. And this is a show where we talk about eagles. And
all right, just, first one, legal eagles. What do you think?
I'm just an old man looking at wildlife in my backyard.
Something's going on in the sky, folks. When you said that, I thought you saw like some kind of aurora borealis or some kind of like atmospheric phenomenon. But like, I love the way you just said, and something was going on in the sky. Like,
yeah,
it felt very. Yeah,
well, my kids are very interested in what things happening in the sky, so that makes me sensitive to it as well. There's also a skywriter drawing hearts over our backyard. I thought it was from my sweetheart, and it was not.
Nope.
So I claimed it was from me. But
wait, did you do this? No, actually, I did it for you.
Good. I'm glad you didn't do it, because that would have been weird. Because I did it for you.
Sick pivot.
Anyways, all right, let's talk about some COVID news. So Dennis Prager of Prager University, founder of one of the great American universities, has contracted COVID. Colin Powell, the military leader, has died.
Disrespect, even in death.
Has died of COVID complications. You know, complicated figure. This is being seized on by a right-wing media since he had gotten the COVID vaccine to be like, okay, I think the defense rests, your honor.
Yeah, this man who's battling blood cancer died of COVID complications being vaccinated. You're like, okay, like really? Also, along with, you know, Colin Powell's passing, like, we're watching a lot of hagiography going down of like, oh, he was like a great, great, great warrior spirit of the American army. Like, he did so much. And like, get to the part where he was the, you know, one of the top salesmen for the second Iraq war and all the fucking lying that he did. And I get it. Yeah. The first black secretary of state, and won the first Iraq war. Then they spun that around to be like, hey, we can trust him on this fake one.
Yeah. I mean, he was pulled in and used by the Bush administration to sell it, but he went along with that shit. He lied straight up.
That's on you, homie. And prior, before that, there's a lot of things from, was it the My Lai massacre that they said he like had a hand in like covering up as well?
I don't know.
None of this
makes sense. He's a Republican. Come on. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Not my.
Covering up stuff?
Colin. And then just kind of in, you know, COVID adjacent stories, there's continued ripples from Kyrie Irving kind of continuing to be against the vaccine mandate. He's not against the vaccine. He's against people who mandate the vaccine, I think is what, or people, he's against people who are against his stance against the mandate of the vaccine.
He's against the people who are against and are against the, okay.
And but Donald Trump Jr., he doesn't see any nuance here. He just says Kyrie just sacrificed more than Kaepernick ever did.
So he was sacrificing him?
Mm-hmm.
Just go a little bit further, Don Jr. What do you mean here? What are you about to acknowledge? Or is just saying like, yeah, this guy threw it away for nothing? I don't know what his take is here. But yeah. Also, Dennis Prager, like as he was telling people he has COVID, he's just like, oh yeah, vaccines, like fuck them. Also, like I was trying to get COVID. So
yeah. So I won, actually. Yeah. So actually, this is good. This is what I was hoping to do. And once again, you know, this is why you should be enrolled in Prager University. Best, you know, college education for your dollar, I've always said.
fucking online class that'll tell you to actively ignore all of the forces at work in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, but when else can you get one of the dudes from The Man Show, namely Adam Carolla, to teach you something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. To teach you the same like 5 points he makes over and over and over again on his podcast. But yeah, shout out to Dennis and all to his faculty and staff.
Which are a group of self-defined researchers.
Yes.
With a too big of a platform.
Yeah. And Indiana Jones 5 is trending because Disney is pushing back the release of this movie that I can wait for.
I didn't even watch the fourth one. When I heard there was like, when someone said the word aliens, I said,
hey, goodbye. Man. I actually at the time had the same reaction, but now, you know.
Yeah, now
I'm in.
Things have changed. What is Indiana Jones 5 even conceivably going to be about?
I don't know.
Is Harrison Ford going to have to drag his stinking ass into the film? Like, right? He has to be in it or else it's not. Like, just let that shit retire. I assumed it was... don't do like Bond or some shit.
Are they recasting it?
I don't think so. I can't. I feel like that would have been another thing for neckbeards on Twitter to be like, it should be a white guy.
Right, right.
I mean, technically, since he is stealing the artifacts of another nation.
I mean,
for it to be a white man. So
in more consequential news, they are also delaying the Black Panther sequel, Doctor Strange, Thor 4.
The rhyme scheme.
Yeah, Thor 4. The Thorth.
Yeah.
For Thor the Thorth.
There it is. All right, well, all right, call us up, Marvel. We got ideas.
Our work is done here. I don't know. It's very... I just feel like they should just be like, we don't know. Like, maybe it'll come out next week. You stay tuned because they don't. And
right.
I guess it's like all about the marketing firepower. And, you know, there's entire industries of very talented marketing people who are, you know, have to make their plans. But I'm a little, it seems like a mess to just try and keep doing scheduling and rescheduling shit.
My God, just retire Indiana Jones, please. I get it. Like it was cool, but like you don't. It the idea of him as a person isn't that interesting anymore.
Are they just calling it Indiana Jones 5?
No. I'm sure it's like a working title, right? It's got to be some kind of untitled whatever. But yeah, I don't. Cool. I just fucking wish I could give a shit. I really liked the early ones as a kid, you know?
Yeah, man. Those first three really did it. But yeah, I mean, so the first one was the Ark of the Covenant. The second one was a little bit sillier. Like it was because I'm just trying to put it in the, I guess Indiana Jones, like for the first three thought of itself as like an X-Files thing.
Right.
Like he was always like looking at like for magical artifacts. And then the fourth one, they were like aliens and people were aliens. Like, huh?
Right. And number two is like, aren't like what the people eat in Pankot Palace absolutely disgusting? Know, isn't McDonald's better?
It's like every other one is like weird. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third, you're like, hey, kids, you want to see a bunch of swastikas?
Yes.
And not have a lot of context around it, like me as a kid. And I remember drawing them, and my mom was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, from Indiana Jones.
cartoon Hitler comes by and signs an autograph, and it's like, wow, oh, that's wow. Right. Yeah. That was...
Oh, my God. Right, because isn't he dressed as, like, an SS officer or some shit?
Yeah, and he has, like, some valuable book that... Yeah,
and he grabs it, and he's
and
like...
And they're at a book burning, and Hitler grabs it, and you're like, oh, no, Hitler's gonna burn the book! and then, nope, he just autographs it because Hitler was famously really cool to autograph seekers. Right. You know, say what you will about the guy, but... He would stop and, you know, hang out with your kid.
Hey, I wouldn't be here. Hey, the Third Reich wouldn't be here without the fans, folks.
That's right.
You know, talking like a fucking Christian NFL quarterback.
That's right. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk MacBook. And we're back. And the game has changed in ways that I don't fully understand.
No one does.
The new MacBook Pro has been revealed, and the things people are getting excited about are confusing to me.
I think it's just there's excitement because it feels like Apple isn't as being as predatory as they normally are. I mean, like, here's a new fucking port that you guys are all going to have to adapt to, which means a little bit more money when we do that, because we know how much the Apple fans, you know, like to stay on point with things. But to me, you know, it's the fact that they brought back the MagSafe like charging cable. And so you don't have to, like, if you have a newer Mac that uses USB-C, you don't have to use up one of your USB ports to charge the damn thing. And then you only got one other one. And if you're trying to do any kind of multimedia work that require peripheral devices, goodbye to you. Cause you're off to fucking Best Buy to buy some more shit to make it all
goodbye,
work.
As my MacBook Pro is always saying to me, when I sign out of my AOL account,
please don't turn me off, Jack. Shh. But yeah,
I don't fully understand, unless we're saying that the MagSafe is superior to USB-C.
There's just a chip in it too. Like, there's like a new M1 chip that they're being like, this is the most power. But, you know, for you and I, we don't use the computer much just to, like, yeah, obviously, him and I, Quim and I. You know, we have inside joke here if that album were made in Australia. But yeah, I think it's the processing power.
It's not complicated. It's just you do a really funny version of that song as spoken by an Australian person.
We'll go there. You know, it could have been great. And then you got Skew It on the Barbie, which is already in the parlance of, you know, the Aussies. So, hey, old school players to new school fools. Just keep it jumping like kangaroos. Just Skew It on the Barbie. We ain't trying to lose. But yes, back to the MacBook. It's the processing power. For the mortals like us who merely look at Twitter to exhale exasperatedly and look at news to exhale exasperatedly and do our podcasting, we've got more than enough power.
Yeah. I'm good with my computer. I will keep using it like all laptops I have until it melts.
Yeah, or it starts smelling like BO.
Yeah, that's always
right. You know, have you ever had a computer that does that? Like, when it starts breaking? Oh, man, I have this MacBook somewhere from like 2013
when we were first starting Cracked, one of our interns, I gave him a laptop that he then was using remotely, and when I picked it up, it smelled like BO and looked like he had been keeping it inside like a furnace chimney because he had been like smoking around it, I guess.
It just all dust.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh,
anyway, so go out, rush out and buy that MacBook.
Or crowdfund our Aussie cover of Equim and I.
Yes. It really gets me every time. Candace Parker, otherwise known as Ace, celebrated the Chicago Sky's first WNBA chip by going to Portillo's.
Love Portillo's. Love it. I love Candace Parker. When she was on like TNT, I'm like, yes, 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 this person, more of this, an intelligent person who is going to not just accept the like old legend commentary punditry that's like, and I think they need to score more. And you're like, okay, can someone talk basketball for once? And Candace Parker was a great addition to that crew. But yeah, I just like seeing like where people go when they have a massive achievement. And, you know, she's local, so she had to go to Portillo's. And apparently they said her, like the Portillo's account said her go-to is a fried fish sandwich. And I'm like, oh, shit, I haven't had that there.
Yeah, that's not even, yeah. I didn't know they offered that. But
oh, yeah. When we did that one live show, I remember when we got back to the hotel right before the nearly godforsaken 2020 live show tour we did.
Yeah.
I remember going to Portillo's and I kept telling like Anna, I was like, we gotta eat Portillo's. She's like, it's so late. And I was like, just a few more hours and it'll get
follow
here.
Me.
I went back to back nights. I had a beef and cheddar croissant that was just fucking, I did it because deadly. I don't sleep well in hotels. So mm-hmm. I was like, eat so much that my body has to shift all of its energy to digesting. And then I have no choice but to sleep.
Right. Pass out. Yeah, but one of the greats to ever play the game and bring in Chicago the first chip in a while. And also just like one of the great commentators who also, it's like if Jordan in the middle of his run was also like doing games and like the best at it.
So. Right. And like giving real, actual good insight based on their level of expertise as a legendary player.
Yeah.
And not just like arguing or being like, oh, look, you know, this dude's head is small.
Yeah. And finally, Christopher Steele is trending.
Uh-oh.
Because he, this is so dumb. This is, I personally like think that the Steele dossier was ultimately like too shit upon in the mainstream media. Like it was just like it turned into a thing that everybody like laughs about in retrospect because the report like filed by a Republican former FBI director was not ultimately what people were looking for, but now people are you know, dismissive of it. And the P tape, especially once the P tape got that
right
bulletproof dissection by the by the former president, who was like,
she didn't believe that. Melania didn't believe that at all. So you know, that's a lie. So let's all move on. Never talk about it again. What was the question? It wasn't about a P or anything, sir. right.
But anyways, he is going to be starring in an upcoming news event with George Stephanopoulos. It's called Out of the Shadows, the man behind the Steele dossier. And apparently he thinks the P-tape probably does exist.
Oh, wow.
Which this is, the fact that this is the pool quote makes me suspicious that this is going to suck. But he says, I think it probably does exist, Steele said, but I would not put 100% certainty
then
on it.
Then why are you doing a fucking show? What is this? Mean, it's more fucking Trump shit to fucking sell more,
right.
Let's stop bringing these people back from the Trump era and like, whether it's just trying to be like, hey, you guys help feed like the people's anger about Trump. And then if they see this, they'll get to feel better because this will make them angry about the shit that you're talking. Or like the people who've just been like rehabbing their careers through stuff and being like, yeah, I remember I was in the Trump administration, but I hate it now. Talk to me, buy my book.
Right.
And you're like, okay, just go away.
Yeah. Anyways, look out for that piece of that bomb drop to be blowing up the news soon.
Right.
I think it probably does, but I would not put 100% certainty on it. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. What a strong take.
Strong as steel. I mean, the name is like, I think 90% of this person's job for him. His name is Christopher Steele, which is the name of a British spy. Like that would star in like approximately 12 spy novels.
It just reminds me of Danielle Steele, the romance novelist.
That's also what I was thinking about.
Yeah, because I think that was the first time I saw the word Steele as a name as a kid, like in the checkout line at a grocery store. And I was like, why are there books like in the fucking checkout? What the fuck is this? This isn't a bookstore.
You Because people are horny.
Yep, that's what I found out.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.